This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in his introduction. He rarely errs. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, folks, having defended that title off for better than 35 years. And straight up, today, of course, I am just a few days away from Panama. Panama, of course, the WBO's 31st annual convention. I'm rocking and rolling, going to hit town, going to spend some time with Manos de Pietra. That's right, Roberto Duran, the man I consider the greatest boxer of all time. That's right, even though I hung out with Muhammad Ali, I consider Roberto Duran the greatest fighter of all time. Ali was the greatest, but Roberto Duran was the greatest fighter of all time. Anyway, I'll talk about Roberto and more on this show. Of course, we'll talk some MMA as well. Conor McGregor and Khabib both suspended. Their purses have been held to an extent. We'll talk about that in depth. We'll talk about the world of mixed martial arts and boxing today. Open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can text me, you can rip me, you can say what you want. Compliment me if you want. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. We are hours away from the last HBO boxing show. That's right. The series that started in 1978. Revolutionary. Don King brought boxing to HBO. And it wasn't called HBO then. It was called Home Box Office. Guess what? Home Box Office and boxing, they're going through a divorce. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby. But hey, you knew that.
To fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP. And receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Frampton, not so alive, but this is Peter Frampton, baby. Back in the day, he was the king of the 70s. I saw him a couple of years ago in San Jose, California. He blew the roof off an outdoor arena, but the main event was Steve Miller. Steve sort of sucked that night, and I've met Steve a couple of times. Steve's not he doesn't handle criticism too well. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk, live worldwide. Let's go through some of the results from last week. I'm talking about that upset for the WBA middleweight title, 160-pound belt on the line. The Japanese 2012 Olympic gold medalist, Ryota Murata, couldn't lick a stamp if he wet his tongue. I mean, he just couldn't fight much. He really couldn't. And I knock these Japanese guys because for the most part, they get free passes. They don't have to fight. They don't have to fight the tough fights. In other words, they get rankings because, Tokyo Joe, I'm talking about Joe Kazumi, my best friend in Tokyo, but he's got connections. Mr. Honda's got connections. Yeah, Mr. Honda, owns Honda. They're part of that family. Anyway, the bottom line is they've got big money. So they can get these Japanese guys title fights early on by, having the title fight in Japan and paying a lot of money for the champion to come over there. And more often than not, the champion that goes to Japan leaves Japan with his title, okay? But this time, the WBA title ended up around the waist of the Japanese young man, of course, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist. He was a bigger guy than Rob Brandt, but Rob Brandt just flat out kicked his ass. There's no other way to put it. From the first round to the 12th round, anytime the champion tried to get some play going, Brandt came back and shut him down. In other words, he would not allow the Japanese champion to impose his will. And that's what you've got to do, whether it's in boxing, whether it's in life, whatever, what you do, you cannot let anybody impose their will on you. You just can't, unless you want to, unless that's your thing. But the bottom line is you do it in combat sports, and you're going to end up with that big L on the other side of a W. In other words, a loss instead of a win. Anyway, Rob Brandt, I was so proud of him. He is the product, he's trained by Eddie Mustafa Muhammad. Born Eddie Gregory, the former WBA light heavyweight champion. He and I go back so many decades all around the planet, man. Eddie's just a class act. And, I was so happy to see Eddie not only have a champion, get a champion again, but a good fighter. I mean, a fighter that listened to him, a fighter that was disciplined. I mean, this young man went to school, and guess what? He got an A. He just did. Everything he did, He did superbly. I want to congratulate him. In fact, we will have him on the show in the next week, I promise. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny Signorello is going to join us at about 20, 25 minutes past hour. Of course, the ace from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. And wait, I'm not done. At about 40 minutes past the hour, we'll delve into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, the Khabib. Man, I don't know why they're suspending him. I mean, yeah, he jumped over the fence. But, you know, I say he was sort of provoked. And when somebody, you know, goes after you to the point where they say your religion is for dogs, and, you know, and they say, what did Conor say? A Assalamu alaikum can suck my you-know-what and things like that. You know, when you say things like that and you cap on a guy's father and you get into his family and this and that, you deserve any repercussions that come back at you. I mean, you've crossed the line. Conor McGregor, the UFC allowed him to cross that line in order to make money. They were going to make money on this. It was like a hate match. It was like Donald Trump, okay, being the racist that he is, and, you know, that sells in the 37 to 40% of this country. That kind of stuff sells. Well, guess what? In the fight game, this little anti-Muslim stuff, all that, it made for more buys. In other words, it made the UFC money. The UFC is a whore. There's no doubt about it. I told you that before. The UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, that entity that sold for $4.2 billion last year. That's right. $4,200 million. Wow, that's a whole lot of money. But the bottom line is, that's how much you went for. Of course, I thought it was a pink elephant. I think the buyers got taken. But, you know, that remains to be seen. Anyway, straight up right now, the UFC was coming off their biggest pay-per-view ever. Of course, Khabib and Conor, it broke records. It did some digital records. We'll hear about that. Hear about the digital records from Dana White at about 45, 46 minutes past the hour. But, you know, whether it did well or not, in the minds of a lot of people, was a stain on the sport. And it wasn't to me, because I've seen riots. I've seen riots in boxing matches in soccer stadiums around the world. I've been places like, whoa, we need to get out. Or how about the Tyson Holyfield riot, of course? How about the Tupac Shakur riot when he started that riot before that Tyson fight that night? I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, I've been around them. I've seen some big fights, some big riots. This wasn't a riot. I mean, one guy jumped over the fence and went after another guy, and the security had it in check like within 25 or 30 seconds. That is not a riot, okay? That is the media playing this up bigger than it was. Of course, we've got two guys that don't like each other. The bad blood was for real. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Conor, as I said, didn't step over the line. He kicked the line in the mouth. And when you do that, you deserve anything that comes back on you. When those guys jumped on Conor in the ring and slapped him a couple times in the octagon after the fight, I said to myself, you know, karma, baby. You brought this on yourself. I hope to God that Conor would just get licked to the point where he'd never fight again. Because anytime you've got a guy that's such an attraction, but he's a failure. And he is a failure here, folks, because he couldn't beat Khabib if they fought 1,000 times. Let me tell you, Khabib is so bad, I've got video of him wrestling a bear, beating up a... No, listen to me. He's beating up a real bear. He's beating up a bear, and he's only 12 years old. Guy's beating up bears at the age... You ever seen his ears? Look at his cauliflower ears. You ever seen a guy beat up a bear, let alone at the age of 12? And he's 26-0, he's never lost a fight? Come on. How are you going to bet against that guy? You can't. You can't bet against him, okay? And against Conor, of course, the smaller guy, the guy's been off a couple of years, fought Mayweather in his last fight, wasn't really a fight. It was like a 10-round exhibition, making a whole lot of money. But, you know, Conor had to come back to the UFC and fight Khabib because of the fact he had all that legal problem. That's right. Of course, the throwing the hand truck at that bus and causing the glass to break and charge of glass going in people's eyes. And it was criminal assault, okay? Felony assault. Of course, the UFC sort of talked to the people in New York, said, you know, let's push this under the rug because we need to do this big promotion. And we'll bring you some money when we come to New York. We promise you we'll bring a car to New York, make a whole lot of money for the state, the city, all that kind of good stuff. So money talks. And money talks in this instance. So they gave Conor the pass, okay, and then they let this fight go. And then afterwards, it all exploded. And it had to explode because you can't keep something like that contained. If a guy went after my mother, listen, I used to fight. And my mother at times would get involved. I mean, she was my running coach. And a couple of times she went after the media when they'd made some nasty remarks about me and things like that. So she was very, very protective. But I didn't allow her, and she didn't get in other opponents' faces or anything like that. And I remember she told me one time, and this came up in a conversation last night, coincidentally, is that, you know, I used to beat up on guys after I beat them. I mean, I'd whoop them down, and then we'd all have the same dress room, and I'd be in the dress room running off at the mouth, blah, 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 blah. You know, I am the greatest, and I was the greatest at that point in time. I was the best. I mean, when you're the best, you're not bragging. Like Mom said, you're not bragging if you're telling the truth, okay? But I didn't mean to beat those guys up again. I had one in the ring. So that's one of those things your mother teaches you. Only Mom can teach you that kind of stuff. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk, live worldwide. 35 years now. Of course, Ring Talk is nice, baby. So nice we come to you twice. Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, live from the Mighty Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. That's right. 11 a.m. Saturday, 1 hour. 11 a.m. Sunday, 2 hours. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am Pedro Fernandez. But hey, you knew that.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a sobering thought.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super.
35 years, baby. That's how long the envy's been running. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk, live worldwide, folks. Of course, I am headed to Panama, Roberto Duran country, Manos de Pietra, Monday, of course, through Friday. I may stay a little longer, but the bottom line is, of course, we're going back to celebrate the fantastic career of the greatest fighter of all time, Manos de Pietra, won the
lightweight championship. Of course, Roberto Duran beating Ken Buchanan. A little controversy with that borderline nut shot, of course, back in 1972 in the Garden, the Mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden, of course. And then he moved up to 147 pounds in 1980 after ruling at 135 pounds with an iron fist. I mean, everybody he fought at 135, he annihilated. Moved up to 147, beat Sugar Ray Leonard, then considered maybe the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Of course, this is June of 1980. Lost to Leonard in the No Mas rematch, of course, where he quit like a dog in the minds of a lot of people. I knew what was going on that day. Roberto and I talked about that. He was on the verge of probably getting knocked out. He was weak from not making the weight in a proper manner. Of course, he cut down to 147 pounds from 205 pounds, and he didn't do it the right way. And, of course, those last few days were hell. He wasn't of the opinion that he could fight hard for 15 rounds, so he gave it what he could. And when he didn't have any more, he said, no mas. Of course, he expected Leonard to come back with a third fight. Well, Leonard came back with a third fight. Only it took 9 years. Take that back, 10 years. 1980, they fought again in December of 1990. That's how long that Ray Leonard waited for Roberto Duran. That's right. And, of course, when Duran took on Marvin Hagler and, like, almost licked Hagler in 1983, I mean, he came within a whisker of licking Marvin Hagler, who's considered maybe the greatest middleweight champion of all time. So here's this little guy, this little midget, this guy, 135 pounds, not supposed to even be in the same weight class with this guy, and he's pot-shotting Hagler. He's licking Hagler. So when Roberto leaves the ring, he tells Sugar Ray Leonard, who's doing the TV hours right there, he goes, you can beat him! You can beat him! But, you know, Ray didn't have any confidence. Ray has the intestinal fortitude. Ray's a brave dude, except when it came to Roberto Duran. When it came to Duran, those elephant-sized testicles that Ray Leonard had as a champion, guess what? They were reduced to that of maybe a mouse. I kid you not. So he didn't want to fight Duran again. He avoided Duran again. He talked down against Duran again. But what I think where Duran really made his mistake was that he lost some fights after that No Mas fight, in which he shouldn't have lost. He didn't get prepared. He wasn't prepared both mentally and physically. Thought he can get by just on his name. And guess what? You can't get by in a professional boxing match just on your name, although he had in the past on a couple of occasions. Anyway, he paid dearly for that. That cost him a whole lot of money. That cost him 10 years as far as Ray Leonard in that third fight was concerned. Of course, when they fought in that third fight, man, Duran was so old, they could have wheeled him in their wheelchair. Enough of that. Roberto Duran celebrated this week at the WBO 31st Annual Congress, the convention in Panama City. Check it out at WBOboxing.com. Now, we go from Panama City in Las Vegas to Las Vegas, Sin City, Las Vegas, and bring in the ace, Johnny Signorella. What's happening, John?
Hey, Pedro, how you doing today, my brother?
Excellent, man. Last day, should we be playing taps for HBO here?
Believe it or not, they have two more left, okay? They have a card in November with Bivolov and who is that there? They got John Pascal versus Dmitry Bivol. That shows you how much I care about that. I can barely think of the guy's name. And then on December 8th, they have their last card with a woman headlining in Cecilia Brakes, one of the best female fighters on the planet, against a to-be-announced, I believe also in New York, against, I'm sorry, Los Angeles, against Chocolatito, and also in a to-be-announced. So
time
apparently
out.
They still have some legs.
Time out, Johnny. Yeah. Do you know what TBA is short for?
We don't have enough money to pay anyone decent, so we're just going to throw anyone in there.
To be annihilated.
There you go, even better.
I mean, you know they're bringing in these guys at the last minute. They're not going to win. I mean, that's what I try to tell guys. And Johnny, you hear me screaming at the TV. You know, when you're the opponent, you're not supposed to win fights, and you're, like, thoroughly outclassed, and the judges are, like, the guy's uncle and his father's a promoter and things like that. You know, if you get the opportunity to win, he's cut, or maybe you rock him or something like that, you got to jump on it. You got to jump because that chance is never going to happen again. And I think of the Lomachenko fight a couple of months ago, where Lomachenko was dropped this net, but yet the champion who dropped him basically did nothing.
Yeah, I agree. You know, 100%, Pete. But for tonight, I mean, it's a good looking fight. This is probably HBO's last kind of decent card. And Sergey Devrenchenko tonight, he stands at 12-0 with 10 KOs. He's a plus 90, so he's 190, I should say. So he's the underdog. Against Daniel Jacobs, standing at 34-2, 29 KOs. Right now, the odds on him are at a negative 240. So they got him as a pretty solid favorite. And in regards to Jacobs, his best win, of course, was against Peter Quillen. KO'd him in the first round. In my opinion, his best fight was the Triple G fight. But he lost that fight. Yeah. Unanimous decision. It was close. However, I think that fight took a little bit out of him. And if we look at the last two fights that Jacobs was in, he didn't look all that great. Now, for Devrinchenko, his best win came KO2 over Sam Solomon. Not an easy out, but Sam Solomon's a much older fighter. And Sergey comes from the same amateur pedigree as Lomachenko, who we just mentioned, and Usyk. So I think it's going to be an interesting fight tonight. I want to see what Danny Jacobs really has in this one. I think this kid Sergey is going to test him. But I got another point to make, is that Jacobs and Sergey know each other very well, Pete. They sparred over 300 rounds together over the years. That's right, 300 rounds. Now, we know when guys know each other and they become buddy-buddy, sometimes we don't get the best fights, my brother.
You know, I'll go with you on that. But, you know, Quillen was knocked out in the first round there, and Quillen, I thought, was a major disappointment. Anyway, Al Haymon paid him a lot of money to not fight and give up the title and things like that. But, you know, I've always been of the opinion that first-round knockouts are somewhat flukes. You catch a guy cold. You catch him not ready. I don't remember going out and drilling anybody in the first round like it was planned. You know what I'm saying? It just happened. I always got guys in the second round because I had a round to look at them, a round to feel them out. I let them hit me a couple times on the arm to see what it was like, what they were like, if I could step into the cage or not. And, you know, the second round was my dominant round. But that first round, I don't know. I don't think I knocked anybody out in the first round either. Maybe one guy. So I always thought that the first round knockouts were a bit of a fluke. Now, I spent a lot of time saying that. Are they a fluke or not?
I couldn't agree more. You know, I mean, you said it perfectly. A guy gets caught cold. Now, there's fights where you see a guy get dropped in the first round and then all of a sudden ends up winning the fight or comes close to winning the fight, like you saw with Juan Manuel Marquez and Pacquiao. Perfect example. There's a lot of times a guy goes down in the first round and then the opponent that dropped that said fighter, what happens is they go gunning for that knockout the entire fight. And then instead of boxing, instead of putting their game plan to fruition, what they do is they just keep stalking the knockout and they start losing on point. So it's a very tricky scenario. Usually if you get someone dropped in the first round, you got to go for the finish because sometimes those guys will turn that fight around. And you can also blow out your stamina trying a little too hard for that KO.
No doubt about that. Johnny Signorelli, of course, is our guest. He is from Las Vegas, Nevada. He is a man at ringtalk.com. So I take that back, at youtube.com for the Ring Talk Worldwide page. Now, as far as Jacob is going to, minus 200 favorite, he looks like a solid favorite here. Is he the best American heavy middleweight out there?
I believe he is. We have one of the Charlo brothers out there who's fighting at the end of December, who I wish these guys were more active. Now, let's real quick, I'm going to touch on the Fox PBC thing. They have more dates promised next year, and hopefully these guys fight three times a year, not two. That third fight makes a big difference. Now, going back to that, I think Charlo has to prove himself. You know, I think Charlo's best win was against Austin Trout. Austin Trout, very faded at this juncture. So we got to wait and see. I'd like to see that Jacobs and Charlo fight. If we get that, we could possibly get it because Jacobs, I believe, is going to the zone. He's a partner with Eddie Hearns, you know. I could see him going over there, and then that would be a good fight. You know, I'm sorry, that's wrong because Charlo is with the PBC. But hopefully they could do business together. But I think those are the two best American middleweights out there right now, Pete.
Let's talk about the apps, baby. I've got ESPN Plus. I just signed up with DAZN, D-A-Z-N. Am I covered for boxing?
Well, I'm sorry, Pete, say it
again. I've got ESPN Plus and I've got DAZN too. Am I covered for boxing?
Oh, you are covered for boxing, my brother, and then some. I mean, those apps, dude. DAZN has two cards on today, Pedro. We got Regis Prograis, who's one of my favorite fighters out there at 140 pounds at 22-0 with 19 KOs, taking on Terry Flanagan today, who stands at 33-1, 13 KOs, right? Regis Prograis, he's going out there tonight after a best win of Ndongo KO2. He's knocked out 9 of his last 10. Should be a good one. And there's another card that's popping off right now over in London with John Ryder, facing Andre Sirotkin. So, I mean, these guys are popping off in a heavy way. And then plus, you had mentioned ESPN Plus. They're going off. I think they start within the next hour. So this is really all a fight fan needs between these apps. DAZN a little stronger, Pete.
Okay, now I understand that. But is there a way to DAZN? Does it offer you the ability to go back and watch an event that's over with?
Oh, they absolutely do. They archive almost immediately. They also have original programming. You know, like little debate tables like our show right here where you have a little conversation about the fight game. They have highlights, best 100 KOs of all time, exclusive original programming. They also, in addition to boxing, have Bellator, another MMA brand called Combate, I believe, and soccer and some other, you know, worldwide popular sports.
Yep.
So they definitely got it going on for $9.95 a month, man. You can't beat their programming.
Heavyweight Jerome Miller continues, of course, his move towards the title. Carissa Shields defends the middleweight title against Hannah Rankin. That's going to go down in an all-Mexican clash, I believe, according to the fight news here, at the Kansas Star Arena and Casino in Mulvane, Kansas. Oh, boy, a hotbed. It'll be live November 17th on DAZN.
Yeah, man.
It's all about DAZN, baby. So those two apps are enough. Larry's got the apps. Larry Merch, the Godfather, has the apps. We've all got the apps now.
Yeah, that's the way to roll. I mean, ESPN Plus, DAZN, you know, Showtime's still going to be there. Fox Sports is going to be there. And I still think that the pay-per-view market will still be there a little bit. But this is definitely the future of the sport, especially when they're rolling out so many cards. And what I like is, like, today I mentioned some names. I said John Ryder. People might be like, who? Regis Prograis. They might be like, who? Terry Flanagan. That's what this thing is about. It's getting all those fighters out there that usually would never get American TV exposure. Not only are they getting American TV exposure, they're getting worldwide exposure. And whether you're with this promoter or that promoter, it doesn't matter, because what's good for boxing is good for everyone, right? If this thing blows up to the point I think it will get to within the next 3 to 5 years, there's going to be enough money to go around for everyone to do business together easily. And if they do that, boxing, which already is off life support, will be, you know, out there and living a very long and prosperous life, Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Sean Signorella appearing weekly on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, he'll be back Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Johnny, you and the old lady have a good Saturday night.
Thank you so much, Pedro. Everyone, enjoy the fight tonight. Be safe. Thank you for having me out, Pete.
You tune to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we come to you twice.
That's right.
We're nice. Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. But wait, I'm not done. How about my other radio endeavors here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network? How about Taco Man Radio, the audio magazine, the Johnny Taco audio magazine, tonight, Pacific time, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time, right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Thank you, Pedro. You going to run tomorrow?
I'll be right. You going to run tomorrow morning?
5:30.
I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe. Right. Okay.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. The clock says 40 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating from the mighty Sports Byline Studios in the city by the Bay, the world's most beautiful city, hands down, San Francisco, California. If it isn't, why are millions of people come here each year and spend all their money? I mean, because believe me, when you leave San Francisco, you don't leave with anything. San Francisco takes all your money. Yesterday, take it back, the day before yesterday, a client bought me a bowl of soup without any meat or anything like that for $23. A $23 bowl of soup. Cuddy's shaking his head in the other room. He can't believe it. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. UFC, rock and roll, of course, the preeminent MMA brand. Of course, rock and rolling with that big brawl, Conor McGregor, of course, and Khabib. And everybody's playing it up like it was a major riot. It wasn't a major riot. It was just a short altercation. It lasted about 25 or 30 seconds at the most, okay? So at the end of the day, it's not the riot. It's not the soccer brawl. It's not people shooting each other. It's not mass murder. It's nothing like that. It's a couple of guys that got a little bit out of hand. But you don't suspend them and take away their livelihood just for that, I don't think. Anyway, the Nevada Commission looking to make a move. Let's see what ESPN Sports Center, and followed up by an interview with Dana White. Let's see their perspective on it.
Breaking news in the Sports Center. The Nevada Athletic Commission has decided to uphold and continue the suspensions for Conor McGregor and Khabib Nurmagomedov. The suspensions were part of the punishment handed down after the post-fight brawl following UFC 229. Our Brett Okamoto joins us right now. You were inside the room where the commission had decided to make this decision. Brett, thank you so much for being here. Tell me how the commission came to this decision.
Well, I'll be honest with you. There's really not too much of a decision to make here. Basically, what happened is we all saw what happened on October 6th, right? We saw Khabib jump over the cage. We saw him go into Conor's corner. We saw Conor then act, in the way that he saw fit, where he ran over there. There was an ensuing brawl. There were several brawls that night inside the cage, outside the cage. And basically what's happening is the commission is investigating it. They're interviewing witnesses. They're taking a look at all of the video footage from that night. And that investigation is still ongoing. But what they need to do while that investigation is ongoing is they need to suspend these guys. It's an administrative move. They feel like, obviously, they have plenty of evidence against them, but they're not ready to bring formal complaints against them. So in the meantime, you'll have a day like this where they just temporarily suspend these guys until that investigation ends. And then we'll find out what the final resolution of this is going to be.
All right. There was a question surrounding Khabib's purse. What did the commission do about that?
Yeah, so what happened on the night of the fight is Conor McGregor received his full $3 million purse because based on what they had seen, they didn't think that he was all that culpable. Since they've looked at video, they said, you know what, we probably will be fining Conor McGregor as well. Khabib, they held his entire $2 million purse. He actually has not been paid from October 6th. They released half of it, so now Khabib will get $1 million of that $2 million purse. But I got to say, if I'm Khabib or even if I'm Conor McGregor, I'm looking at it and saying, these guys have looked at film, they've had time to cool down, and they're still holding $1 million. That, to me, shows an intent that a big fine is coming whenever this resolution comes through.
What has been the response to that, though? Like, what, like from sponsors, from fans, what kind of response have you gotten from something
like that? I think the most upset person that night after the fight was me. There's been zero response. Actually, the response has been that people agreed with Khabib and thought Khabib should have done it, and... But for me personally, all the work that I put into this for the last 20 years of my life, you know, I didn't want to see it go down like that. It was, I was upset about it. I was the only one. The rest of the world could care less.
I guess, why do you think you feel that way? Is it just because you came from this time when you were trying to fight for...
This pay-per-view was one of the top five pay-per-views of all time in the history of pay-per-view, not just UFC. So we had more people watching than ever before. We had people from all over the world watching because the digital buys on this fight were bigger than any sporting event ever in the history of digital. So for me, it was just, our biggest moment, the most people watching ever, and, you know, it's just not who we are. It's not how, it's not even who Khabib is. He's said it many times after the fight. He went crazy after the fight, and it happens sometimes. This is the fight business. But yeah, I was the most upset guy on the planet after that fight. Nobody else cared.
You know, both of their coaches have came out, and their managers, I think, I don't want to misquote this, so I believe Conor's coach has come out. I believe Khabib's manager has maybe come out and said, this was really not that big of a deal. I know it looked like a big deal, but security got it under control right away. Do you see that differently?
It is true. No, I don't see it differently. We had that thing contained in under 40 seconds. I made the decision to not put the belt on him inside the octagon because I didn't think it was safe. I didn't think we'd get a good reaction from the fans. We got everybody out of there okay. No fans were hurt. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was hurt in this thing, and we contained it really fast. But it is a big deal. We're a professional sport. These are professional athletes. We're in the state of Nevada, you know, the fight capital of the world. We're representing T-Mobile, the MGM, you know, and the sport as a whole. It was a big deal. It was a big deal. We contained it, and everything went fine, and it ended up well. Nobody cared but me, but it was a big deal.
And I want to ask you, you know, I can understand why you think it's a big deal. I can understand why you think it was not a good night or not a good look for the sport itself. I got to say, anywhere I go, though, people say, where were you? Like, what did you think of that brawl? It is a talking point in the sports world, you know, let alone the mixed martial arts world. And that lends itself to how likely is a rematch. Because if you got the whole sports world talking about something, then as a fight promoter, I would think that you would want to capitalize on that, right? So what impact is that having on your thinking on what a rematch might be?
Yeah, I haven't even thought about a rematch. Obviously, I know Conor wants a rematch, but we need to do what's right and what's fair. And we'll see how that all plays out. I literally haven't even thought about it yet. You know, we're still working on other fights right now. Tony just got out of a tough fight. Conor's on his whiskey tour, and Khabib's touring the Middle East right now. So everybody's focused on other things. They got other things going on. Haven't even thought about it.
Do you see any similarities? And maybe you haven't talked to him enough to know this, but do you see any? Can you make any comparisons between how Conor is now to how he was after the Nate Diaz loss? Because I know he asked for a rematch in both cases, but it really seemed like with Nate, he became obsessed and didn't want to think about anything other than fighting. And like you mentioned, now he's on this whiskey tour. Is it different? Is it the same? Can you compare it?
I think the difference is that, you know, he started a whiskey company. And he's committed to this company, and he committed to this tour, win, lose, or draw. You know, if you look at Conor's future, this whiskey thing's a big part of it. So it's doing really well, and he's got to handle his business. I think that's the difference. I think if Conor had this whiskey business after the Nate Diaz fight, he'd be doing the same exact thing.
Let me, you know, so much of the focus after 229 was about what happened after the fight. What did you think of Conor's performance? Some people thought he gave Khabib his toughest fight. Other people thought this guy got dominated by Khabib. What did you think of his performance?
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody talked about how wrestling was his weakness. I think if you look at the first round, Conor did a damn good job in that first round of, you know, Khabib was, you know, had him on the ground but couldn't do the damage that Khabib usually does when he gets you in that position. Then as Conor started to wear out and get tired, that's when you saw Khabib start to do what Khabib does.
I'm going to ask you this, and I don't know if you'll even be able to do it, but can you not be a promoter at all? Can you not be president of the UFC? And just as a fight fan, who do you want to see Khabib fight next? As a fight fan, who would you want to see?
I mean, as a fight fan, you got to go with Tony. Tony had the belt, tweaked his knee, got stripped. This fight happens. Tony never lost the belt in a fight. Neither did Conor. But Conor got the opportunity to actually fight for the belt. I think Tony deserves the next shot.
I saw that you may have told TMZ several times that you and Khabib are good. You're good.
Yeah. Yes. Khabib and I are good. We're good. Khabib's come out on my social media and said, we're good. Everything is okay. The media is crazy. This is crazy. I mean, literally fake stories pop up every day. And one of them I posted on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. Completely fake, false. None of that was true. Not one word of it was true.
There was a video posted on social media not that long ago where Habib is standing next to your good friend Leonard Ellerby, and they're talking about a potential fight between Habib and Floyd Mayweather. There was a time where I wouldn't even pay attention to this, but those times are long gone.
Don't pay attention to it again. First of all, the Mayweather team has not approached us at all. Again, Habib is under contract with the UFC. We haven't talked to anybody from the Mayweather team. Floyd's very good at getting his name back out there when he's ready to and stirring up some noise.
At the beginning of this year, though, you were saying that you two were in contact and that he was expressing some legitimate interest in possibly
fighting Conor.
Floyd.
Yeah.
In a mixed martial arts contest.
Yes.
But when did those talks stop, and why do you think they did?
They stopped shortly after that. What I thought is Floyd was trying to wrestle and trying to, you know, train some MMA to see what it was like. I don't know if that's the case, but that was what I thought. But we haven't talked to anybody from Team Mayweather, so.
Mm-hmm. He is the president of the UFC, of course. Without Dana White, there probably wouldn't be a UFC. In fact, you know, had there not been a Whitey Bulger, I'm talking about the mafia in Boston. Of course, a mafia went to Dana White when he was running a boxing gym in East Boston and said, look, we want $2,500 a month from you protection money. He said, I couldn't give you $25 a month. I'm not making any money. Anyway, the mafia leaned on him. They threatened his life. Basically, they told him, we're going to kill you. And, of course, he had to go to Las Vegas to escape the mafia. So he went to Vegas. He hooked up with the Fertitta brothers. And, of course, they put together a bid. They bought the UFC, of course, from those people in Brazil. And before you knew it, they were rocking and rolling in a $1 million business. They paid $1 million for it. I think they sold it. They did sell it for $4.2 billion. So that's one hell of a profit, folks. If you invest $1 million in your original product, the initial product, but they spent $35 million, they went in the whole $35 million to promote it. So they went in the whole $35 million, but they came back with $4.2 billion. Probably the best business deal in a long, long time as far as the sports world is concerned. Now, do I think that the UFC is worth more than Manchester, UK, or some of the soccer teams in Europe, or maybe the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Yankees? No. But somehow they got a better price for that. So whatever you can get is what the price is going. Whatever you can get is the fair price, straight up. You know, like my services, when I think things are good, we raise prices. That's just the way it is. When things are good, things go up. When things are bad, they go down. At the end of the day, the UFC is rocking and rolling. Of course, they have a card tonight coming to you, I think, from Canada. Take that, yeah. Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada, October 27th, the Avenir Center. Of course, in the main event, the once-beaten light heavyweight, a guy that got licked by Daniel Cormier, Volkan Ozdemir. Of course, I think he can punch a little bit, taking on Anthony Smith. Smith and Volkan, pretty good fight here. I mean, it'll make a 5-run main event, I believe. And, of course, that's on UFC. That is on UFC Fox Sports 1. And, of course, Michael Johnson, good fighter, no doubt about it, catchweight fighter, 147. I guess he couldn't make 145. He was trying to make 145, having fought at 155 before. And as I told you before, making weight is the fight. When I used to fight, it wasn't fighting the guys. The guy could lick guys like a stamp, okay? It wasn't the guys. It was making the weight and how I made the weight. If I made the weight right, I won like 99% of the time. When I didn't make the weight right, it was tough. Anyway, there's a light heavyweight bout on the card. Mitch Strykhanov taking on Patrick Cummins. Outside of that, there's no real names on this card. Court McGee, he was on the show a couple years ago. He's from Canada, so I guess they've got him on the main card. He's taking on Alex Garcia. Good luck on that one, Court, because you sort of got beat up. Once a fighter loses, you see how he comes back. It's the manner in which he returns to the ring or the octagon, whether he's fighting mixed martial arts or in a boxing ring. It's the manner in which he comes back. Court McGee was never the same guy after getting beat the first time. Some guys just aren't that way. I remember when I lost my first fight to Eddie Smith, God, I didn't fight for like 3 or 4, maybe almost 5 years. What was it, 70, 74? I didn't fight again until 81. So it was 6 years. I took 6 years off. That's how much that one loss affected me. I went 7-0, fighting in the boys' club, lost one fight to Eddie Smith, who I thought I should have beat. But, man, he beat me. There was no doubt about it. And, of course, I saw him, like, he's dead now. But I saw him about like 5, 6, no, they came back. I think about 15 or 20 years ago, I was still training. And he was at the 7-Eleven getting a beer and some cigarettes, and I was getting some water after the run. And he didn't recognize me and this and that, but everybody else in the store knew who I was and what I was and that kind of good stuff. So I said to myself, hey, guys, you see that guy over there? And Eddie was looking all homeless and stuff. And he goes, yeah, that's Eddie Smith. That guy was the first guy to ever beat me. He lit up, man. That was the last time I see Eddie. He was dead 3 months later. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, 54 minutes past the hour.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So I get on the phone this morning, and I call my buddy Lenny Williams, of course, platinum recording artist, the man that sung and wrote this song. And he's in the Fort Worth airport, him and his wife, Debbie. Of course, Debbie is a fantastic lady. Her and I go back now, God, a long time, 25 years. Anyway, the bottom line is, Lenny's in Texas, is going to do some gigs down there, and he's going to be back next week because he was supposed to appear on the show today. So he says to me, he says, Pedro, what's happened in your life? I said, you know, the dog died, this kind of good stuff. He goes, yeah, I read about that. I sent you an email. I said, yeah, I got the email on that. So he and I, both dog owners, dog lovers, this kind of stuff. Anyway, he says to me, don't forget, Pedro, if you ever get married again, I'll sing at your wedding. I said to my Lenny, I'm not going to get married again. Don't even worry about that. I'm not. Anyway, you're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm not worried about it. I'm not saying I wouldn't get married again. I'm saying I'm not worried about it. Anyway, Lenny was rocking and rolling. Lenny will be here next week. In fact, I think I'm going to do a double singer show next week. And that's right. I'll have Brent Carter on for half the show and Lenny Williams on for half the show. Of course, Brent Carter, the current lead singer for the Average White Band, former frontman for Tower of Power. Of course, Lenny Williams, a former frontman for Tower of Power as well. So we'll have both those guys on. We'll talk sports with these singers next week. That's right. Speaking of singers, here's another song that Lenny sung, So Very Hard to Go. It is So Very Hard to Go. In fact, I'll be gone from the city by the bay, San Francisco, for about 2 weeks. I'm going to South America. I'm going to spend some time in Panama with a very special person. So I'm looking forward to that without a doubt. And, of course, Roberto Duran will be in the house as well. That'll be a sideshow. Without a doubt, you've been tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We come to each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, Johnny Taco's Audio Magazine tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time, live on Sports Byline.